Church of St. Felix was built in the 4th century on the remains of an ancient pagan temple dedicated to the goddess Venus, and it was once the town's cathedral. Known as the Euxtamurus Church because it was built near the walls which surrounded the town, it stood proudly in the heart of Giovinazzo. For centuries, the center of religious ceremonies and community devotion, this church had a troubled past. On the 15th of January, 1691, the building was devoured by a terrible fire. The unstoppable flames consumed wood and stone, leaving behind only ashes, and the worshippers looked on helplessly while the spiritual center of their community was destroyed. Despite the attempts of Bishop Giacinto Chiurlia to restore the church, it never returned to its former glory. At the end of the 19th century, the building was in a state of disrepair, and the decision was made to completely abandon it. The furnishings were given away, and only a few valuable pieces were saved. One of these was the painting of San Felice Vescovo in Cattedra by Lorenzo Lotto, commissioned in 1542 by a merchant from Barletta from the inhabitants of Giovinazzo. The painting is the central part of a triptych depicting St. Felix with St. Anthony of Padua and St. Nicholas of Tolentino. The precious work has been restored many times and is now housed in the Church of San Domenico. In the meantime, the ruined ancient cathedral was left abandoned. The altars were destroyed, tombs were violated, and bones scattered. All that was left of what was sacred, Monsignor Pasquale Piccone did not have the necessary funds for repairs and was forced to sell the ruins to the state. In 1911, Mayor Giuseppe Palombella put an end to this abomination, and the mortal remains that were buried in the church's sepulchres were moved to the town cemetery. The precarious parts of the building were demolished, and the church was transformed into a public market. Decades later, in the 1990s, the noble and worthy initiative of Mayor Francesco Milillo restored dignity to what was left of the ancient church, and space was redeveloped, becoming a cultural center, the Sala San Felice, for conferences and exhibitions where the history of Giovinazzo continues to live on.